Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The third baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting fourth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rusty Koontz. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravec. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Hile moves to third. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano takes first base on ball four. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball towards left. Koontz settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Koontz. Hile tags and scores. Ogilvie scores. Lescano tags and moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Lescano moves to third. Bando moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Lescano scores. Bando moves to third. Moore moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister juggles the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lescano moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bando. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Bando steals second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kuntz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 1 in the game. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lescano is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Molitor bunts in front of the plate. Kim fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister juggles the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Yount moves to third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Heil is walked intentionally. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. Cooper scores. Heil moves to third. It's 5 to nothing, Brewers. Mike Proley now pitching. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvie. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Ogilvie steals second. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lescano strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Koontz. Bando reaches second base with a double. Heil scores. Ogilvie scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7 to nothing, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison strikes out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon bunts towards third. Bando picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bando. Lemon moves to second. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Wortham now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Moore reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 4 in the game. he's got one RBI. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 4 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 8-0, Brewers. Dick Davis pinch hits for Larry Heil. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baines. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Baines steals second. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 2 in the game. Kim hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines moves to third. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando has Baines trapped. There's the throw to Moore and back to Yount, who tags Baines for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a line drive into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister juggles the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Ogilvie moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 4 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister strikes out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.